AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Rescuers have had some success pulling survivors from the rubble after the earthquake that tore through southern Turkey and northern Syria. But many have succumbed to injuries and cold, and the number killed has risen to more than 7,700, and it's expected to rise further. Charles Deledesma on international aid efforts.
Structural engineers, soldiers, paramedics, and handlers with trained search dogs are heading to areas afflicted to help locate and rescue survivors. Rescue teams are coming from the EU, the US, India, Taiwan, Japan, and many other governments. Russian military units, already deployed in Syria, are helping clear debris and search for survivors, and additional Russian rescue teams are heading that way. Syria has called for the UN and its members to help with rescue efforts, health services, and other aid in the war-torn country. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Germany, Denmark, and the Netherlands say they'll be sending at least 100 refurbished Leopard 1 battle tanks to Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russian forces continue to shell Ukrainian towns and cities. In this country, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says,
"We expect, significant progress on inflation this year. And again, it's our job to produce it."
But the Fed will follow the data.
If we continue to get, for example, strong labor market reports or higher inflation reports, it may well be the case that we have to do more and raise hikes more than is priced in.
President Biden delivers his State of the Union address shortly. Donna Warder has a preview.
The president is expected to offer a reassuring assessment of the nation's condition before a politically divided Congress. And while COVID-19 has eased at home, Biden is expected to turn his sights to the deadly opioid epidemic, mental health, gun violence, and police abuses. The parents of the Memphis man recently beaten to death by police officers are expected to be in the audience. Donna Warder, Washington.
This is AP News. One in five Americans is expected to put some money down on this week's big game.
50 million American adults plan to bet on the Super Bowl, wagering $16 billion in all, says the gambling industry. That's more than double the amount from last year as the legal sports betting market continues to grow. So, who are they betting on? The American Gaming Association survey finds they are evenly split, 44% like the Eagles and 44% like the Chiefs. The Eagles have been favorites on FanDuel. Kickoff time is 6:30 p.m. Eastern at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. I'm Rita Foley.
As for last night's Powerball drawing, a single winning ticket sold at a department store in a Seattle suburb. Good for more than $750 million, or just over $407 million if they take the one-time cash payment. Joshua Johnston with the Washington Lottery tells KOMO,
"No one has come forward yet."
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.